Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who work in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to episode 9 of the Lure It Up podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine, produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. Tonight we have Nadia from Puff of Color, Mr. Jux, that's Mr. J-U-C-K-S from Budget Fet, and Crystal Ann from She Markets. We hope you enjoy.
Bazodi.
Okay, so tonight we have with us Nadia from Puff of Color. Welcome to the podcast.
Good night. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So we're here to talk about your upcoming event, Puff of Color. So let us know what it is that we could really expect. What do you have any works for us? What is it that people could look forward to?
Well, Puff of Color, we try to make sure that everyone has fun. So at the end of the day, we want people to reach the peak amount of fun that you can find out. You know, we've been cooped up, we've been put up, we've been boxed up for quite a bit now.
Quite some time.
We've gotten accustomed to our homes and it's time to get back outside, as they say, and get all the way back outside. So we want to be able to provide an environment where people can be free, they can connect with their so-called obsessions and, you know, visit our adult playgrounds and have the maximum amount of fun on Saturday night.
Definitely, definitely. So it's going on this Saturday.
This Saturday, July 9th.
Yes.
At Puffington Field.
Puffington Field, that's right. In Sales Christ Church.
In Sales Christ Church, yes.
Okay,
so and you say... A brand new home for us.
Brand new home, exactly. Somewhere brand new. And you'll be releasing location, direction soon.
Correct. We're going to get a little more specific. We know that's, you know, what everyone's waiting on. So we're going to get a little more specific, putting some bells and whistles on the location so that everyone can come and, you know, experience something new with us. We tend to create new homes from time to time, and it gives us an opportunity to look at a blank landscape and create something brand new, and we're excited about this one.
Hey, fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to it very, very, very much.
Thank you.
So let us know about the beginning of Puff of Color. How did you guys start?
Well, not everyone might know this, but it's been 11 years. This would be our 11th installment.
Yeah.
Of course, we lost 2 years to COVID, unfortunately. But this would be the 11th installment. And originally, we were inspired by 4-Day Morning, where we considered doing a 4-Day ban. But there were a lot of moving parts at the time. And we thought, you know, 4 days just getting into the swing, and, you know, it was becoming very, very popular. And we decided, well, we like to do things a little different. Mm-hmm. So we like to take an idea and kind of turn it on its head where we can and do something different. And we said, let's see if we can turn that experience into a standalone or satellite FET experience. Mm-hmm. At the time, we couldn't find a location.
Yeah.
And we actually would have gone on the Harbour Master.
I remember. You started with a cruise. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And we would have started with probably 750 people.
Wow.
Are there boats, and we would have gone out on the boats. I remember we wanted to do a 3 a.m. cruise, and we were probably the island's first cruise at that time.
Absolutely were.
And at the time, people thought we were crazy.
I remember thinking,
you know, who's going to do that? Who's going to get up out of their bed and move at that time? But there was nothing like not only sailing at that time, but being out on the water to see the sunrise while you're partying with all that color, all that joy, and all that energy.
Right, with all the powder, everything like that. I had a friend who used to go around for it, and he would post on Facebook about it, how good it was. And I'm like, you're insane.
Shout out to Ryan. Thank you.
The Ryan. So let us know about this upcoming event, this one in particular, because I know I know 2019 you would have gone to St. George. So this year, are you going to bring that same, because you had a quite elaborate setup in St. George. Will you bring something quite similar to that?
Yeah, I think we like elaborate setups. It's very exciting to have an idea in your head and kind of piece it together in there, but to see it come to life is, you know, that's one of the most amazing parts of hosting an event like this. So, yeah, we do have quite a few things on the card for persons to experience on July 9th, and we're looking forward to seeing how they receive it. And,
same foam, paint, water.
Powder, you know, going to keep it interesting and colorful.
Yes, that sounds very good. So tell me about the DJs that you have on the cards as well as performances.
Well, we haven't released that. So they're going to come out of the bag pretty soon. So stay tuned. You can follow us on social media and you get all that information over the next couple of days.
Brilliant stuff. So what are your social media handles? So where can they find you online?
You can find us at Puff of Color on Instagram. And from there, I pretty much use Puff of Color. And you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Okay, that's great stuff. So this event is not drinks free, right? You're able to purchase your drinks at the event.
Correct. We're going to have a fully stocked bar where you're capable of purchasing, you know, many of your favorite drinks.
Yeah, because the last bar is really, really, really long.
Correct.
It had different mixes and stuff like that.
Correct.
And
we're going to have cocktails. Several of our sponsors are going to bring out something special for you. So visit our bars and, you know, try something new.
Yeah. And you just make sure that they bring the protective equipment to walk with their money.
Correct. Make sure that, you know, no large bags or anything at all, but you can get some nice clear pouches. There's several of them that you can choose to fit your money, your IDs if you need to walk with them, etc. And your keys, which are very important.
Exactly. Very important. Yeah,
that's one thing that we often have keys that we have to return at the end of the event. So, you know, when you start to have a good time, you want to make sure those things are secure.
Yeah, that you don't get lost and scramble around in the dark afterwards or in the morning, really and truly.
Correct. We're going to have several food options as well. So, you know, it's going to be a one-stop, basically.
A one-stop shop, yeah. Tell me also too about your sponsors who have come on board for this event.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be working with the Hanschelinus line, who have been with us from the beginning. So we have Johnny Walker, Ciroc Vodka, Smirnoff Vodka. We also will be working with Remy Martin, who's been with us, working with us for a while as well. And we have a few sponsors that we're going to be releasing. KFC is going to be there on the night. And they've been with us for a while as well.
Yeah, they have. Because they used to have, there was a man 1 year. I would say there was a big arch.
Correct, right? Correct. KFC is always bringing something, you know, to, you know, some visual effects to the party. IGM, Making Moves, Merville Lynch Productions, DL Smith Productions. We have a few sponsors who will be working with us, you know, covering a different... various elements of the event and helping us produce the end result for you.
Right. Execute a high quality event as always, each and everything. Okay. Okay. So let us know where people could grab tickets from if they want to attend the event or they want to buy something for a friend.
Sure. Well, our first couple of tiers are sold out. I'm sorry. But there's still time to grab one of our final round of tickets, and you can visit Ticket Nation at ticketnation.bb. You can also purchase physical tickets from any of our box offices. We've got Intermix at Sky Mall. We've got Vibrant Boutique at Lanterns Mall. There's Forever Blessed on Tudor Street in Bridgetown. And there's Crumbs Dover.
Nice.
So we've tried to give you four different points of the island. Still central.
Right.
And convenient for you to pick up those last minute tickets.
Yeah, last minute. It says it's nearly sold out.
Yeah. You can visit us on social media to find out more information about where you can get them. So look for us at Puff of Color on Instagram and you'll find all the information there.
So brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, Nadia.
Thank you once again for having us.
Yes. Thank you for being here, you know, and I look forward to a very successful event.
Thank you. I'll take that positive energy with me.
Yes. Buzzity. Okay, tonight we have with us Mr. Jux. He's here to tell us all about his budget fet that he has for Crop Over.
Oh, that my damn, you know.
Yes, you will.
It's like a short voice on my voice. Good night, people. It's a boy, Mr. Jux. And when they speak, it is quality, you know. So, you know, if we come to talk about the event, it can only be a quality event.
That's true.
To be honest. Budget Fet is a lower cost, back in time, old time vibe, Crop Over cruise. Yeah? And it's Budget Fet because it's $35. Understand? This is a Sunday afternoon prime time. Dream Chaser Crop Over cruise.
Crop Over cruise for $35.
35 Barbados.
That is impressive.
That is amazing. I don't even know we're pulling it off.
I'm about to ask.
I really want to say bigger to John and Russell, Dream Chaser,
Yeah.
I was sitting over there and I told myself, I remember back in there, we could have gone partying, drink Crop Over from Sunday to Sunday every night. And we didn't even spend $200 altogether.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm not bashing about events or anybody prices. But for me, as a man that loves soca and Crop Over and the industry, I felt like events were getting too expensive. And they saw people complaining. They make a call and say, listen, this is the truth. I need to do an event for the people. Yeah, just so that people could come, enjoy the self. Yeah. Ain't but what you wear, ain't but what you got on, ain't but what you come with.
Ain't but nice, so.
Yeah. If you just come in the party and enjoy yourself. Yeah. And the response so far has been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she printed early bird 35 and was going to 40, and they back off of the 40 and printing more 35s.
Wow.
Because they're trying to get everybody to come and experience what crop over means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in there, you had like red banana, blue banana, listen, green banana.
I was talking about that early on in the podcast because we always are saying, like, I grew up with Passion Network.
Yeah.
I grew up with all them events, you know, Virgil Boys, yeah, Campus Boy, going to Band Fest.
Yeah.
And it was like no more than $20.
No more than $20.
$10, $15, you go in the fest, somebody buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Drinks was like $5 each.
Correct.
From a quote. Like, you would only roll the whole crop over.
The whole crop over.
Never spend more than $200, $300. Easy.
And they miss it.
Yeah.
I miss that experience, and they see the people complaining and they decide, listen, let's do events all the time, all through the year.
Mm-hmm.
This is like my give back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't about knowing, it's just event, understand what we're talking about. Is you're watching a body. Even if you come by yourself, it's a beauty done social media about partying by yourself.
Yeah.
When you
yeah.
come to the event, you have the word, but who you come with is a family.
Yeah.
I promise you're gonna leave with friends. Understand? And it's like, yeah, excited for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all events I've ever done over the years, right? This is my most exciting project because this one is about the people. Yeah, I see you come in with a rag, with a flag. Yeah, you come in to sweat and party. Dark side. And you think about it, it's 12 o'clock is the real time of the cruise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know people see 12 and think it's a 2 o'clock cruise.
Yeah.
The real time of the cruise is 12 to 4. Mm-hmm. Not just seeing it, that's all the partying going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get there about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let me get on the boat so that we could sail for 44 hours.
Yeah.
Because people hear $35 and they don't say cheap cruise because people misunderstand what cheap mean.
Yep.
They say economical.
Yeah.
Understand? Now, we have AON songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have Salt and Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
We have MHK Inchi.
Mm-hmm.
We have Level Vibes. This is a podcast. A
hard lineup.
Yeah, for $35. So I want people to come early so we can get in every DJ. You know what I mean? Because we have madness plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have a crank. Let's say a crank. It's just Beijing words.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
a crank plan for the people. So honestly, this is what crop over means to me. And that's why I want to show the people what crop over growing up meant to me. You know, ain't about no phones, ain't about no cameras.
Cameras tonight, so night. You just wearing a fat and you have fun.
You have fun.
Short pants, sneakers.
Jeez,
T-shirt, you left soaking, you had a rag and a fly.
That's
that
it.
Was it.
I definitely remember when you were like, songs like 30 seconds of walking up.
Yo.
Right? And the song that you tell yourself is a breather time.
Yeah.
And the shit, another song, ain't it so a lot.
Another song.
And you out of breath, tell yourself, cheese on, boy.
Yeah, boy.
You left the fat, you soaking wet.
You did and sweat, you know. You did.
You got to get gashing, boy, hot dog or something.
Right?
You're hungry.
Look, that was the days. As you say, you were going to fat, you were good, but yourself, you used to govern myself.
Yeah, normal.
And meet people in there,
normal.
Meet people in the fat, and left with friends. People would say, wait, is that you drinking? What? I am buy you a drink.
What's the next event you're going to?
Yeah.
You going to, tomorrow, we're going to be there too.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying to bring forth to everybody. So worry about the goodie box offices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got Real Bosses with Arses in Black Rock, Dynamic Auto Imports there in Sky Mall. You got Street Locker in town opposite Kia Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you got Indoor Mall, you got Game Express. So we got box offices strategically placed among Barbados that you could get to box office. Yeah. If not, you can link Mr. Jutz on IG, Mr. Jutz. You could call my number 2823550 at any time for the tickets. Yeah. Because they want a Barbados experiences. I can be honest. That's why we told that we got to do something for people. We got to give away something. We got to do something for people. Because this event for the people is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's directly about people enjoying themselves at crop over.
Yeah.
And that's the mission I'm trying to bring forth. Yeah, that crop doesn't have to be expensive.
No, it doesn't.
You got all the fascist clothes in, but will you drink? If you drink whiskey, rum, if you drink water, beer, a Sprite, a Coke,
whatever you have,
whatever you drinking, it is a party. Somebody walk with a flag.
Yeah,
walk with a rag. We trying to create that old time, atmosphere,
over vibe that you brought with. That it was just pure. You were going to fight. It was just energy,
just pace
from beginning to end. Just pure pace.
You can't wrote on it. All I can hear is on your radio. Girls going wild in the place again.
Yeah.
And they tell myself that it's our songs. I expect any DJs to play.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that I told somebody today is a party cruise.
Yeah.
Is a direct party cruise. We coming out from beginning to end, you have to be partying.
Party, is that a little two-step at
the bottom?
Standing up, staring at
people. I want, before we left, though, say people want to be at this cruise done, because I can't go further. I'm tired. Like, man, don't move the boat. Let me try to get off, because I'm tired. Yeah. That is our atmosphere that I train to produce. So once again, people, it's budget fat. It's a lower cost, all-time vibe, crop over event. I want to create that same in my voice.
Yeah.
I want to create that excited about it, because I want to see people party. I want to see people party. I want to see people when I come and they say, yo, $35 and I had the time of my life. This is the best cruise I had for the year.
Tell me about your sponsors.
I want to get Rare Media first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Poster, artwork, I'm everything. Same box offices once again.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamic Auto Imports, Rare Bosses, Rare Horses, Game Express, Street Locker. I want big shout out to Charlie Army backing and supporting me. Yeah, all the way.
Yeah.
You know, my God, shout out to those. Online clothing store, You Look Good is RH.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of clothing store on IG. So, ladies, if you want something cheap and nice to wear, yeah, you can shout out You Look Good is RH.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, as I say, for me, this cruise is not about the flashiness of like big setup or big stage, you know, lights or nothing like that. Yeah, to me, it's just a simple do-it-yourself event.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't got the biggest sponsors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because to me, that was not what it was about for me.
Right. It's
to
just me, about a good vibe.
About the good vibe, the good time. As I was telling my team, literally, someone asked me, $35? Well, that can't be the money in it for you.
Yeah.
And I said, honestly, crap over for me. My event for me is not about that. It's for the people.
It's about people.
It's directly what it is for me.
Feeling, billing, you know?
I said, John Russell, just give me something that I could give back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Yeah. Let people enjoy themselves. On behalf of Bigger Dreams, just again, I talk about sponsoring for Bigger Dreams, yes, sir.
Yeah,
the man without making everything possible along with Mr. Juts. Big up by Basil D Magazine, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to get the platform out there to let the people know that it's something new for Crop Over.
Yeah.
And it opened that it's not a one-time event.
I will hope that.
Yeah, it opened that every Crop Over people can know that no matter what money you spend, what budget you got, at some point in time, there's going to be a $35 cruise.
That you could slot and say, I won't go to that. It's an affordable cruise. I can back out to this, you know, this within my budget.
Yeah.
I could go and have fun. And I know that I guarantee to have a good time because this is what these people about.
And that's what it is for me. As anybody that followed Mr. Juts over the years, right, for any event I did all years doing events,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's what it is to me. It's always got people, my fetting family.
Mm-hmm.
That's all when we give up that song to me. That resonates with me.
That's what it is to me.
A fetting family where we could all come together for them few hours. Party like there's no tomorrow. Forget about any troubles, any worries, any situations. For that few hours, we're just in bliss. We're in happiness. We're partying. Everybody jumping up together as one family. And that's what Budget Fair is to me.
Tell me about your drink specials, too.
Well, the plan is to go some cheap bottle specials. I know what people are cousin paying when they bought for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
The part of Budget Fair is to bring down those drink prices a little. Yeah. As I said once again, prices in place because people look to make money.
Yeah.
I'm not bashing that.
Yeah.
But for this event, it's what people enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you pay $30 and we get money bought, you still can't buy a drink.
Right.
Yeah. So the prices I can't see as yet,
mm-hmm.
but I can promise it's not gonna be regular prices you're custom seeing on the Dream Chaser.
That's good stuff.
And I will make that a promise on my end that I can guarantee that.
Mm-hmm.
If you come and you see a drink at the same price, say just you owe me this amount of money because this should be less than this.
Right?
Yeah, let me pay for it. I got you down there, you know what I mean? Because I want everybody to enjoy this up. I say whether it's whiskey, whether it's rum, whether it's water, whether it's coke, whether it's a brandy, no matter who you use drink, understand? If you come to the event and you can't afford a drink, all you got is $30 in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you pay $40 to get on the road.
Yeah.
Say just I need something to drink. Yeah. And I promise you, that's all we just live.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me water champagne in my hand or bottle NSC or whiskey in my hand, and you say just I need something, it will be poured in your cup.
Easily.
That is how Budget Fair is going to work. And that is my promise to the people. Nobody's going to feel left out.
You got any performance too for this event?
I'm working on it.
Ah.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You're a real magician, bro.
I'm working on it. I can't reveal all my secrets as yet. Yeah. But I can promise when it's a full crop over experience. Yeah. And all this is still for $35.
Yeah.
That we want people to understand. That's the main thing to me. That is 30. Even, I still don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I just ask myself, like, you sure this? What you doing just
mm-hmm.
a $35 Sunday afternoon cruise? Join Crop Over. So I work in performance. I say, here's DJ lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Level DJ Vibes, MHK, AON, Saw and Dawn. You know what I mean? MHK and NG.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, directly. Never know who you might see there when you come.
Yeah.
Who celebrities they might see, who stars they might see.
Is that who might say I'm going to pass through, I'm going to touch
you? Yeah, who going to touch you might or whatever. Because it's a friends and family sort of
mm-hmm.
event.
Mm-hmm.
So people will show and turn up for the people of Barbados.
And it's this Sunday going
This Sunday, out. July the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this Sunday, Barbados is a real time 12 to 4 p.m. cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I know because it's to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
Everybody can say 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
I promise whenever you leave at 2, we can back at 4.
Right.
I don't want a boy be upset with me because he said it here, I got proof.
Yeah.
That when 11 o'clock, we starting to board that boat.
Mm-hmm.
Get from your boat at 11, buy your drink. DJ's gonna be playing from then. I don't mean none of the two steps or a stomp on the door. Hey, it's time to warm up. We're warming up on this boat.
Exactly.
But they get from the boat, we straight to party.
Yeah.
The regular, oh, they just hear me too. When we get from the boat, we partying from beginning to end. So this Sunday, July the 10th, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Dream Chaser. $35 the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
$40 is a general. I'm holding as long as possible, Barbados. So don't I try again.
Yeah.
But I only got a limited amount left on me and in the box offices. And then we have to go $40.
Yeah.
Yeah. So link me, link 14 box offices as soon as possible. And let me get this party going. And by the way, it's limited amount of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That was designed by me
mm-hmm.
to to print a certain amount of tickets for people to enjoy this have a direct space. He said, it's not about money to me.
Right.
I don't want 350 anymore. Yeah. I was okay, 200, 225.
Yeah.
That was my limit. I said, oh, how much tickets I printed? Because I want that. If you're jumping at your party and you're skating about the boat and you're flagging here, yeah. I want to be like, excuse me, minute, man, sorry, sorry about that. I want that you got enough room to ramble and
room to
jump
have
up.
Fun, exactly.
Yeah. So that is the limit amount I put on it because I want people to enjoy themselves.
That makes sense. And you ain't got to be squeezed up on that, but everybody yeah. pack on.
Man,
like,
excuse a minute, man. Yeah. Excuse a minute. Man, sorry about stepping on YouTube. Man, sorry about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want that everybody come and free up and enjoy themselves. And when someone plays a ramble, you can ramble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just don't jump overboard.
Exactly.
But then you might go come out the shore. You know what I mean?
You can't
have
you
after that. But that's the plan of budget thing. Mm. If you want any information, you can follow Mr. Judson or EJ. As I said, all the information is on my page. Because sponsors, once again, no Gawny clothing line. Mm. Ladies, there's some affordable clothes for everybody on there.
Affordable, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because them, there's a big sponsor helping me with some of the DJs and getting things in order. Mm-hmm. So you got the full respect of that. But yeah, excited, Luke.
Yeah, I can feel it.
I am very excited, that you're on the truth. What I would say to what I would do for people, if you have a 4-day morning band or a Kaduma band, and you hear this podcast, you can link me and they can give you 2 or 3 tickets that you can come and showcase the people of Barbados what you have to offer.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. That is our event, it's for me. Because I know right now everybody needs additional push, additional help. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everybody need that push. Be able to get out there somehow.
And they want everybody be wanted. Yeah. Everybody got to make it. And that's what we do. So if you know you want a band, Kaduma R40, give Mr. Just a show, 282-3550. Let me know the name of the brand and they can give you 3 passes for you and 2 girls. Whether it's costume, whether it's a t-shirt, whether it's a flag, and come and promote your brand on the cruise.
Easy and simple. So yeah. That's good. You can want 9 hours.
Yeah, want it better than that. This one for the people.
Yeah, man. So thanks so much, man, Mr. Just, for coming out.
It's been a pleasure.
You bring the energy seriously, big time, man.
But you never start by saying when they speak it's quality.
Yeah.
That I mean they got the
true
charity right here. So it's a pleasure once again to be here.
Yeah, definitely. We hope to see you back again sometime, whether it's later on this year, next year, something.
Yeah.
And you bring back this event.
Yeah. Love and respect always.
Easily.
Welcome to Lures Up Podcast with Basil D Magazine.
We're here also tonight with Crystalline. She's here to tell us about her upcoming pop-up shop.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
So tell us all about She Markets and your entire pop-up event that's happening.
Okay, so actually this is going to be our first summer pop-up. We had 2 in Christmas before 2020, 2021. We had a very great time. This time we're going on Sunday, July the 10th. That's this Sunday from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be a really good event. We're going to have more than 50 vendors, which is what we have on our poster. We're actually going to have 74 vendors.
Ooh.
Yes, at the pop-up, persons will be selling a lot of items. We have persons selling fragrances. We have persons selling clothing for children, men and women. We have jewelry. We have a lot of different products and stuff for you to come out. And we also have persons that will be promoting their services. So they will be able to give out their business cards, different promotional materials and stuff like that to let persons know what they have available. So we do have, as I said, 75 vendors. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hilton. So we actually have more than 1 ballroom to do. So we have we have Needham's ballrooms 1 to 3, which is where you come in right on the left-hand side. And then you're going to go down. There's a door separating. We have Garrison's room 1 to 3. And then on the right-hand side, we have Peninsula 1 to 3.
Yeah.
And outside, we also have person in pre-function area on the Garrison Terrace and on the Peninsula Terrace. So we have a total of 74 persons that you can come and choose from. Shop local. You know, we love to support local small businesses.
Yes, we do.
It's been a hard time for all of us, but we really, really would love if you come out and support all of these businesses and their amazing products and services that they have to offer on Sunday, July the 10th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So touch back on the categories, again, for me, the different categories that will be at the pop-up.
Yes. So we have fragrances. There's somebody that's going to be selling Bath and Body Works products. We also have a lot of persons selling arts and crafts. We have persons that have, you know, like different paintings that they would make. We also have persons that will be selling clothing. We have kids apparel. We have women. We have men. We also have jewelry for men and women. So like a lot of persons are selling like stuff with crystals. We also have persons that sell charms for like the Pandora bracelet. We also have persons that have handmade bags and leather goods. So persons that actually, you know, stitch the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we have like a whole variety. We also have beachwear, swimwear, home decor. We have rum creams. We have cakes and pastries. We have cupcakes. The whole works.
The
like you cannot miss
works,
anything from this pop-up. It's literally a one-stop shop on Sunday, July the 10th. Like, you really can't miss out on this one.
Yeah, you really.
And admission is free.
Yes.
It's free. So you just come in, you know, we still are going to follow our protocols, of course. Mm-hmm. We would have, the booths would have their sanitizing and everything, the stations. But of course, we still want you to maintain your social distancing and everything. But admission is totally free. So you can come in, and we also have some giveaways that we're going to talk about as well. So guys, make sure that you get there pretty early, because we have something called a bingo card. So what I do is I allow the vendors to basically get a chance to, you know, make back some money on their investment. So what the patrons do is that they will collect the card from the check-in desk when they come in, and then the vendors would have different stickers that have the different nominations of the bills. So once you spend $100 or more, you get a chance to win the grand door prize, which is play the drum roll, a day pass for two at Hilton.
Okay,
so if you want to win that, you definitely should come down early. We have a limited amount of bingo cards for you guys to get, but you are going to get a chance to win. Once you get that card, you're going to have all of your different stickers representing whether you spend $100 or more. So you have the different colors. Red represents $100, blue represents $50, and so on. So we have different stickers that they will be putting onto these cards for you to spend your money to get a chance to win.
I try really hard
to make it for the vendors to really have a good time. Not just to attract people to the event, but to try to get them to spend, you know?
Right, yeah.
So this has taken off for the last 2 years, and I've decided to bump up the amount of bingo cards for this time because we have been getting like a lot of persons saying, I want a bingo card. We even had a lady, she was like, I have a paper, I write down all of my stuff. Can you put me in a chance to win? Like, honestly, persons really, really, really love that game. So if you want a chance to win a day pass or two at the Hilton, be sure to be there as early as possible to cop your bingo card on Sunday. And then the other giveaway that we have is strictly for the lemonade stand. So She Markets is all about when life gives lemons, make real sweet lemonade. So we go based on lemonade all the way. We have a whole lemon themed brand. And so you can come out to the lemonade stand. All you have to do is meet me by the lemonade stand, spend $10 or more, and you get a chance to win a $100 voucher from Blush Cafe. So we have a lot of great, have a lot of great giveaways. I really thought this one for you guys. So guys, make sure to get out there early. This one is represented by the yellow sticker. So you get that one on your bingo card as well, and you get a chance to win the voucher. You can take your friend to brunch, and that is valued at $100.
Okay, that's nice. That's very, very nice.
We have a lot of stuff going on Sunday. It's going to be a really great time.
So tell me about your preparation for the event. Like, how did that go? How's everything going in the run up to the event?
Yeah. So as everybody knows, at host events, event prep is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. Mostly it's a one man show here, but I do have my support system in terms of my family, my friends, and so on. So I can ask for help and assistance where needed. But majority of the time, I'm like the admin person. So I answer a lot of messages. We actually have like so many persons on our wait list, so I have to respond to them. Sometimes if they reach out, I would have been prepping, to be quite honest, from last year. As soon as the event finished from last year Christmas, we had 100 people on our wait list.
Wow.
Like trying to get into this next event. That has since doubled. So we do have a lot of persons. There are a lot of small businesses in Barbados.
Yeah, there are.
And I wish I could give everybody a spot, but it's tough. You know, you have your physical distancing and stuff. So that had to play as a factor as well in the event preparation. You had to meet with the different authorities to make sure that you have everything on board for the event. So it's really more than making, you know, money, is just to have a gateway for these entrepreneurs to come out and to represent their business, you know, and to get sales and to get it more aware and stuff like that, visible in the market. So event prep has been a lot for me, in a good way, of course, because I really do think about it from beginning to end. Throughout the event, I make sure to send all the information on time. All of the information is there for all of our entrepreneurs at their fingertips. So event preparation, just to make a long story short, is a lot of work.
Yes,
definitely
is
a lot of work behind the scenes. Yeah, whether you have to meet with persons at the Hilton more than once, definitely throughout the months, if something has come up, you have to meet with them. You know, you have to talk to your representatives and everything to just get everything in place for the day. So it's not literally like just come on the day and you find your table, you know? Like, it's like so much work, whether it's set up, whether it's everything. Is just, it's just a lot of work, but it's a great experience. It's definitely a great experience.
Also, to tell me how you started with She Markets, how did you get into this whole event?
So honestly, Honestly, right? If I was to tell you from 2 years ago, I would never believe that I would be an event host. To be honest, She Markets really started as just motivation. I lost my job in 2020 of March. And then in June 2020, 15th to be exact, She Markets was birthed. So I basically started offering motivation and tips because I do have a background in marketing. So I offer tips because I realized, you know, like persons were more in the online space because COVID was a new thing to us.
Right.
Very, very, you know, we're not accustomed to it and stuff like that. And so persons start using social media more. So I was like, you know, well, let me just offer some marketing tips. But then after I was like, okay, well, we have to learn to make it into a business now, right? So then I decided I'm going to start by offering like different branding services. But actually it wasn't branding at first. It was more just marketing, social media management and consultations and stuff like that. But then to be quite honest, I was like, okay, this is not all I want to do, right? So I went back to the drawing board and I decided that's when I came up then with the whole lemon theme thing, as I mentioned before. Like, excuse you, lemons, make real sweet lemonade. Not just lemonade, real sweet lemonade,
Lemonade. Okay.
So basically, it was for me, from a personal perspective, turning something sour into something sweet. That's losing my job. And then, you know, turning She Markets into something that people started to love. People were catching on to it, reposting all the motivational stuff, reposting the branding tip. They were reaching out to me saying, you know, this is really helpful because it just started a business. Because a lot of persons, realistically speaking, lost their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, so it really did help them. And then I said, okay, well, what are the other areas that I could focus on for entrepreneurs? The pop-up shop then came into mind. So that's how I really got into the event side of things, quote unquote. But I do have other things too that I offer under our brand, which is like I have different brand pillars and stuff. But we do also offer like branding classes and stuff like that. So all of these things are just different avenues to help entrepreneurs, as I said, right? Female entrepreneurs we focus on, but for the pop-up shops and stuff, we do accept male as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because we do have a mixture of male and female coming through to the pop-up. Actually, the first year people were a little mistaken. They were like, well, I didn't sign up because I know that you cater to females. But I was like, actually, it's fine.
Yeah, right.
For some things, yeah. It's for everybody, right? So that's a little backstory on She Markets.
Okay. And but originally you conceived it to with a focus specifically
on motivation.
I like that. Yeah.
On motivation, on women and stuff like that. I still very much go with women because I mean I am a woman.
Right.
Exactly. And I know how to market to women.
Right.
But the thing is here is that, you know, She Markets, like the name says, as a woman, you know, people basically associate their business with you, especially as a sole proprietorship.
Yes.
So it's like she markets her business. And then the rest of the name is Women's Empowerment Clique, where you empower them by having the different events, by having all the other things that I want to add to the line. And then we also have like two other brands that are very prominent. Well, three really. Sweet Lemon by She Markets, which is the clothing part. So we have motivational graphic tees and stuff like that. And we're also looking to launch our first collection in Christmas. Yes. So hopefully that'll be our Christmas pop-up. So we do have a lot of different arms to She Markets. And really and truly is a holistic lifestyle brand for females and female entrepreneurs. A lot of people will be like, so you guys Sweet Lemon, man? But I'm like, maybe, you know?
Maybe.
But
it's
right now, my focus is on females.
Yeah.
So that's really, really a backstory as far as I can get right now.
Yeah.
With She Markets,
No, I like it that because as you say, a lot of female entrepreneurs require direction.
Yeah.
They start, you know, you want to start a business.
They need the empowerment too, you know?
Exactly.
Because we're known to like, you know, not really be as friendly with our business and stuff. And so I really wanted to kind of break that bias.
Yeah.
And to really share information. Of course, you're not going to give up your trade secrets because we're all here to make money.
Right.
But just to help to point people in certain directions that will help to, you know, grow their business and stuff like that and to enhance their branding and business strategies. So that's really my aim for She Markets, all of those different ways to then, you know, bring the brand as something holistic so you can tap into all those different areas that cater to the female.
Yeah, I like that too because, you know, business is normally seen as a male-dominated space.
Yeah.
So women going jumping into it might feel overwhelmed. So it's,
definitely overwhelming, to be honest. I think too that you have to be as organized as possible to a certain extent because some of these things just come so unexpectedly. But if you at least have a plan in place, then you can go back to that and see where you need to tweak it and, you know, add certain contingencies and stuff like that. So I feel like business is very hard for all. But as you say, it's mostly at first as a male dominated job. Unless it's
seen
something
often,
like, as hairdressing or something that's really for women. But honestly, I'm trying really hard for She Markets to be the number one brand, household name. We're going crossing borders. We started already to cross borders, but
that's
more.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I've gotten like persons from the region, and actually somebody reached out to me today from New York. So I think that is really catching on. And so I would love for everybody's brand to, you know, be in that area and to grow that way.
I like the niche focus. Yeah. You know, even though it's niche with women's half the population, but that has that specific focus.
Yeah.
Because, you know, very traditional ideas that men do business, women do housework. So it's like
for women
now to go out and you enter in the marketplace with your own brand, your own business. It's like, I know I have a product and I want to bring it out there. Or I have a service I want to bring it out there. But where do I start? How do I start? What direction do I point myself
in? It's all that information that you need to think. And even if you go online, like, yes, you can read, but it's so overwhelming.
It's overwhelming because it's a sea of information.
Then, yeah. And everybody has their different ways to, like, you know, give you information and stuff. So you're just like, okay, all right. So where do I start?
Where do I
start with a business plan? Or do I start to figure out, like, who's my target market? Like, what do I do first?
What do I do?
So yeah, those are what our branding classes are for, actually. So
I like that you're kind of like this beacon for them to lead the way out
I try.
You know, like, this is the way to go.
Yeah,
step here, move over here, do this.
I really do try to make it as easy as possible in terms of giving the information. So even when I give the different tips on the Instagram page, which is She Markets WEC, I like really try to make it as simple as possible in terms of not saying that no one knows what you're talking about, but basically so that I know, okay, Instagram is kind of still for entertainment. So let's not try to get too like black and white in terms of books, right?
Yeah.
So even though like you went to school and stuff like that, you don't want to feel like, okay, she's schooling me right now.
Right.
I want it to be light, you know, exactly.
You want it to be able to kind of grab
exactly. So even in the design of stuff and stuff like that, you know, I really try to make it as easy as possible for people to interpret.
Right. Because you want the knowledge to be accessible. Yeah, you don't want them to feel overwhelmed by just
and you can just like, I know, right? You can just save the post and then go back later for if you need to, you know, like you might have something that you're thinking about, but for right now you think, okay, I might need this later, but I'm not at that stage right now. So I always try to make sure to have all the information necessarily, like which part of business that this helps with. So you can then go save that into a little folder. Well, for me personally, I have like different folders for everything.
Right, yeah, because you can see, is it this, like, is that.
Even for my benchmarks and stuff like that, like I have a folder for every single thing. So, you know, like you can really just prioritize and organize yourself. And She Markets is honestly the number one female brand.
I really like that because you don't. There's nothing like that out there, really.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of women's empowerment businesses, but I found because that's what I did too when I did my research, you know. Like, I was like, okay, I have to make sure that it's varied, but still together.
Yeah.
Like, all these different parts, but still bring it in and tell you in. And it's always, like, going back to all the lemons and stuff like that. So, everything is really lemon-themed. Yeah.
I like that. You have, you know, have your brand, but you have your brand theme underlying in there. And that is still flexible
People actually send me, like, lemons right now. They're like, really? When I see a lemon in supermarket, I think of you.
Wow.
A lady sent me a lemon thing wedding. Somebody. She was like, I thought you'd like this. Somebody also sent me like this little lemon themed cosmetic case that she saw in the dollar store. And she was like, I saw this and thought of you. Like, people actually understand what it is.
I like that.
I made sure, you know, I got to get like Chafette.
Yeah.
I got to get to that standard.
Yeah, tells, you know,
everybody
you
know
lemon,
yellow and purple.
Right, Chafette, exactly.
You know, everybody see a lemon, She Markets.
Yeah, I love that. That's
so
good.
Yeah, I've really been sticking with it. I really believe in if you have a brand, you got to wrap it hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in all possible ways.
Exactly. Tell me about the event date, the event time again.
Yeah.
And where people can find more information.
Okay, so the event is going to be on Sunday, July 10th. That's actually this Sunday coming up. Today is July the
4th.
Right, 4th. I was going to say 3rd. So you have just about a few days, you know, to prepare yourself to come down to the Hilton Barbados Resort. As I said, we do have a lot of different areas rented out. So we are going to be having 75 vendors there and 74 vendors, sorry. And we're going to have persons coming, having their stuff for sale from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is free. We're going to be having persons selling fragrances, clothing. You have the whole works, arts and craft. We have persons selling jewelry, which are very, you know, handmade. You take the time to make the jewelry and stuff like that. We have persons selling bikes, shoes, whatever you think. We have it on Sunday, July the 10th at Hilton Barbados Resort from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can definitely find out more on www.shemarketswec.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at shemarketswec, or on Facebook as well, @SheMarketsWEC. So guys, if you need more information, definitely check us out on Instagram to stay in the loop. We will be putting out all of our information there. But for right now, we are fully booked.
Yeah.
We are fully booked. So if you have a firm, if you have a business that you want to come with us, definitely join us in December. We will be having another one in December as well. But the focus right now is this Sunday, July the 10th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hilton Barbados Resort. We have Needham's Ballrooms 1 to 3. We have the pre-function area, which is right in front of those ballrooms. We also have Garson 1 to 3 ballrooms, the Ballroom 1 to 3. And then we have Peninsula Ballrooms 1 to 2. And we have the Peninsula Terrace and the Garson Terrace as well. So as soon as you enter from the guard hut on the left-hand side, you can see everybody there.
Everybody.
Amazing
wow.
small businesses wow. coming out to sell their stuff. We also have a few service-based vendors. Those are in addition to the 74 vendors. Those are just product-based that are coming to share out their flyers and promotional materials. So have a chat with them. Check to see what they have to offer on Sunday, July the 10th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. You have a long window. Cannot miss it after your Sunday lunch, after church.
Right.
Come down to Hilton and buy something. Make sure to enter for a chance to win with our bingo card as well. We definitely have a lot of giveaways happening. We have a day pass for 2 compliments of Hilton. Big up Hilton for that. And so you have to spend $100 or more at the vendors to make sure that you qualify for this door prize. This is our grand door prize. We also have a blush voucher for $100, valued at $100 from Blush Cafe. So guys, make sure you come down and get your bingo card. They're limited. So again, Sunday, July the 10th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hilton Barbados Resort. This is your time to be there. This is a pop-up of their summer season.
Yes, absolutely.
So make sure to come on and just really spend all of
our small businesses, even if it's $5. Yeah.
Everybody, wants a piece of the pie. So make sure to support local. I really wrap that 150%.
100%, exactly.
So wrap local as much as you can, guys.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you again for having me. This was great.
Yes.
So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem at all. I look forward to seeing your successful pop-up.
Hope to see you there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For 1 to 8. Yes. So when you finish doing all your Sunday chores, you can come down and shop. Invite all your friends.
Yes. That's no problem. Basody. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.